The following program is brought to you by the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, and I'm Pastor Schulze.
God says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land. Welcome to the Call to Obedience radio ministry. This radio broadcast comes to you every week at this time over the station. Let us pray. Our Father, we pray now for the divine anointing of the Holy Spirit upon this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen. I just gave you the fifth commandment, didn't I? Which is to honor father and mother. Now, I have a surprise for you. What this version means is not only to honor your father and mother, but it also means honor all of God's representatives. To honor God, you have to honor God's representatives, all of them, and father and mother are two of them. Last week, I divided the Ten Commandments into two sections. And the first section, or the first part of this body of law, are the first four commandments. And the first four commandments relate to our relationship with God. And they could be summarized by these words, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's the way we honor God. The last six commandments of the ten can be fulfilled by these words, love thy neighbor as thyself. So in essence, if we love God with all our heart and our neighbor as ourselves, we have fulfilled all the law and all the prophets. But today I want to give you a more precise breakdown of these Ten Commandments. Instead of presenting these ten to you in two sections, the upper body of law and the lower body of law, I want to tell you that there's a middle section of the law. The middle section being the connecting link between God and man. And this connecting link, this midsection of the law, I call the fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother, which is to say honor God's representatives. It's kind of like you ask a bodybuilder how to strengthen your body, and he will say you must exercise the upper body, you must exercise the lower body. But he'll also tell you, you must develop the midsection of the body. You must have strong abdominal muscles. A bodybuilder will tell you that you are no stronger than your abs or your abdominal muscles. Although you may have a strong upper body and a strong lower body, if you don't have a strong midsection by which you bend, by which you lift and wrestle, you're not going very far as an athlete. So the Christian must also have a strong midsection in his spiritual body. He must have strong spiritual abdominal muscles and a strong spiritual lower back, or he will not be able to lift the cross that he's called upon to bear. He will not be able to get under the burden of the church. He will not be able to be a strong intercessor. He will not be able to stoop down low in order to lift the weak. He will not be able to become a servant to all. And a Christian without a strong spiritual midsection will not be able to wrestle with principalities, powers, and wickedness in high places. So honor your father and your mother. The fifth commandment is the connecting link between the upper body of the law, a right relationship with God, and the lower body of the law, a right relationship with your neighbor. To succeed in these two relationships victoriously, you must honor father and mother and all of God's representatives. As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul adds another little phrase to the fifth commandment. So let me read this fifth commandment as it is given by the Apostle Paul in the sixth chapter of Ephesians, where he says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And in Leviticus chapter 19, the Lord puts honoring your father and mother on the same footing as keeping the Sabbath day. Some of you have had trouble with keeping the Sabbath day holy. You say, we don't have to do that anymore. Yes, you do. It is on the same level of importance as honoring father and mother. Because in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 3, God says, "Ye shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God." So this is all said in one breath of God, to honor father and mother and to keep the Sabbath, the holy, are put on an equal standing with God. You can't love God with all your heart. You can't love your neighbor as yourself. You can't fulfill all the law and the prophets unless you have the right relationship with your father and mother and look at them as God's representatives that need to be honored. If you don't honor your parents, you go nowhere with God. And I say nowhere. God's attitude towards disobedient children, towards disrespectful and rebellious children, is brought out in several passages of the Word of God. For example, in Exodus chapter 21, we read, it says, "And he that smiteth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. And he that curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death." Dear ones, does this leave any question in our minds how God feels about children who dishonor and disrespect their parents? There's another passage that brings out the seriousness of disobedience to father, mother, or any of God's representatives, and that's found in the 21st chapter of Deuteronomy. Oh, my friend, son or daughter, do you think you can get by without honoring father and mother? Do you think you can get any blessing from the Lord by being disrespectful to father and mother? So hear this passage from Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 18 following. It says, "If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him, and bring him out unto the elders of his city, and unto the gates of this place. And they shall say unto the elders of the city, This is our son. He is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of the city shall stone him with stones, that he die. So shalt thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear." This passage begins with, if a man have a stubborn and rebellious son which will not obey the voice of his father or mother. Is obedience to mother and father important? God says, absolutely, absolutely. If your father says, "Don't go to the movies, young man," you don't go to the movies. If your father says, "Don't listen to this terrible rock music, it comes out of the pits of hell," you don't turn your radio on and listen to that music. If your father or mother says, "Don't have a relationship with this boy or girl," and you disobey, my friend, you are in serious trouble with God. When a child disobeys, he must be chastened by father and by mother. This is what the Bible says right here, doesn't it? It says, if he will not obey his father or mother, and that when they have chastened him, he will not hearken unto them, then he must be taken to the city gates. So the first process that must be followed is this. A disobedient child must be chastened. He must be punished. He must be corrected so that you as parents will save his soul from hell. If the chastening does not produce obedience and submission, the next step that God is bringing to us is that then shall the father and mother lay hold of the son and bring him to the elders of his city. Now, imagine the scene. Here is a father on one side of the son, holding on to him, say, from the left side, the mother holding on to the son from the right side, and the mother is bent over in grief, and she weeps and she wails sorely. And the father's heart is broken, as they in deep grief and sorrow take the son to the city gates. And when they come to the city gates, to the elders of that city, then they are to say this: This our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. That means to say, he is as a glutton or as a drunkard, as bad as them. And actually the word glutton here, the true meaning of that word is he's a good for nothing. And so the parents must confess the disobedience of the son in public to the elders of the city. Here in this case, God says the elders will not function as judges. Judgment has already been passed. The elders only function as magistrates, as the executors of the judgment. And so then the elders are to call upon all men of the city. Every man of the city has to partake in the stoning of the son. My friend, I'm reading this to you from the Bible, from the Word of God. And I want you to know God's attitude towards disobedient children and towards people who disobey any one of God's representatives. It is so very, very serious. And this is why the Apostle Paul repeats this fifth commandment in his epistle to the Ephesians when he says, Honor your father and mother so that it might be well with you. And then see the business of dealing, my friend, with the disobedience of one son in a city becomes every man's business in that city. It becomes every man's business in that city, my friend, to execute judgment upon that one disobedient son. It says every man in a city is to pick up a stone so that this son will be stoned to death. Now I can hear some of you saying, well, Pastor Schulze, this is Old Testament. And I say to you, this is God. This is God who said this, who made these laws for the nation of Israel. I'm telling you about God's attitude toward anyone who disobeys or who does not honor God's representatives. Yes, in the New Testament age in which we live, we do not punish our children quite that way, but the attitude God has towards disobedient children is just the same, and that's what I want you to take note of. It is only that the punishment in these days will be different. It will be delayed until judgment time when it comes to a death punishment. You have to remember that God made a covenant with Israel. God was the king of Israel. God was the judge, the sovereign leader of Israel. And all Israel was to follow his laws, that all of Israel would be a holy nation, like a holy congregation. And because our country is not in a covenant relationship with God, we have humans who lead our nation. We have human judges and human presidents and senators and congressmen. And so our laws are of man and not of heaven. But the attitude God has towards disobedient children, even in our nations today, is the same. God wants us to obey father and mother and all those in authority. So, my dear friend, you can't love God with all your heart, which is the upper body of law. You can't love your neighbor as yourself, which is the lower body of law, unless you honor father and mother, which is the midsection of the law. So strengthen your spiritual abs. Thank you for listening to the Called Obedience Radio Ministry. Goodbye now until then.